Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the extent of the damage caused by Hurricane Irma in the Virgin Islands is still coming into view. St. John, the smallest of the three U.S. Virgin Islands, was battered by the storm, leaving its residents without power and less than 1 week's supply of fresh water, according to the chief of the Army Corps of Engineers. St. Croix fared better, but in St. Thomas, the damage is much worse. NPR's Jason Beaubien is there in St. Thomas. Jason, what are you seeing where you are?
You know, this place was really slammed. It is kind of amazing. You know, you can just see the way the wind hit these what used to be lush green hills and just flattened sort of everything in its path and ripped like every little leaf off trees on some hillsides, just turning them brown. And then the houses in there, you know, many of them ripped to pieces. Other ones, you know, that are solid concrete, some of those completely survived. But even some of those, you know, that are look like very solid buildings, the roof's completely ripped off and big sections of walls sort of tossed around. You know, it was incredibly powerful when this storm hit.
This is an island of about 52,000 residents. Have any of them been able to return to their homes?
The amazing thing is that most people are actually in their homes. There are not enough shelters for all of these people. So people are simply living in their damaged homes for the most part. Some people have moved to shelters. Some other people have been evacuated off the island. But quite frankly, the majority of people here, even though, you know, their roofs might have been ripped off on one part of their house, they're living in another. And that's really the way most people are dealing with this crisis right now.
We spoke the other day with a pastor on the U.S. Virgin Islands who was saying that people had been promised FEMA tarps to cover up the holes on their roofs. Are you starting to see tarps up there yet?
We're starting to see tarps, but only in very limited numbers. And that is definitely something people need. People want more tarps. FEMA says they're bringing them in. You, however, are not yet seeing widespread, you know, tarps covering lots of different places. That's one of the things that's in play at the moment. But yeah, it's still a work in progress.
St. Thomas's airport is tentatively set to open on Saturday, but obviously with limited flights. How difficult has it been to get supplies in?
It's been very difficult to get supplies in, and part of the whole problem is if this had just happened, you know, sort of out of the blue, St. Thomas got hit, all the supplies would be coming out of Florida, and Florida was dealing with Irma itself when St. Thomas was recovering here. So that has been a huge problem in terms of the overall supply lines coming in here. You also had, you know, St. Croix, which didn't get as much damage, but they've been without power ever since. I mean, you know, they're definitely things are much better. Power's coming back much faster in St. Croix. But, you know, they were also affected. That would be another supply line in. So it's been very difficult in terms of logistics of getting stuff in. The airport, you know, they just got a tower going again so that the flights are being controlled and it's not just visual flight rules coming in there. The port's got debris all over the place, so getting boats in is difficult. Yeah, logistically, getting supplies in here has been one of the biggest challenges.
And what's needed most at this point?
You know, at this point in time, it's just the basics. It's getting the power back up. You know, the streets are getting cleared so people can move around. It's getting food in here. People have been more than a week eating through whatever supplies they've got in their cabinets, you know, their hurricane supplies. Those are starting to diminish. Also, fresh water. You know, people are burning through all the fuel in their generators. So those types of emergency supplies that people had, those are starting to be depleted. That's going to have to get, you know, ramped up. And then construction supplies. People used a lot of stuff to board up ahead of the storm, getting more construction supplies so people can start to rebuild.
Is there any sense at this point, Jason, of how long it's going to take for things to get closer to normal in St. Thomas?
Everybody seems to be saying that this is going to take months. We're not talking about weeks. We're talking about pushing this, you know, into 2018. I mean, talked to some people who are saying, you know what, I'm just going to pack up, leave for the mainland for a while, come back in a few months. That's what some people are saying. You know, even the head of the Ports Authority, he's saying 9 months to get the airport completely up and, you know, operational again, with, you know, commercial flights coming in and completely fixed, it's going to be a very long time to get St. Thomas over the damages from what was, you know, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever recorded in the Atlantic.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien joining us from St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands as they start to clean up from the damage from Irma. Jason, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
And by the way, we are keeping an eye on Hurricane Jose in the Atlantic, which could threaten the northeastern United States middle of next week. We'll keep watching.